Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, February 9th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday we had a diary by Brad that showed how compressed JavaScript is being used still as an email attachment. Today, a little bit of different spin on that theme. Xavier is writing about how JavaScript itself, just an HTML file, is being used in a phishing campaign. The tricky part here is that really pretty much everything happens on the client until the data is ready to be submitted to the server. Then there is a call being made that posts the data that was collected from the user to the server, and the user is then redirected to a genuine PayPal page in order to obfuscate the fact that the data was just sent to a phishing site. Now, other little interesting thing here about the obfuscation is that it's not just obfuscation in the sense that the code is hard to read, but also there are names used like Google Analytics and WordPress and such, which make the code actually look less harmful than it would be otherwise, if it would be sort of more obviously obfuscated. If you sometimes see it there, you really only see gobbledygook. The code actually sort of, you know, looks somewhat normally nicely formatted. But then again, as you dive into it a little bit deeper, you do see that there's a lot of different sort of encoding shifts and so happening that's very typical for obfuscated JavaScript. Overall, a little bit difficult to detect for antivirus, and also it may pass sort of the initial sanity filter if an administrator just looks quickly at the source code. And Oracle has published an emergency patch for Java. Now, the advisory for this is a little bit odd. Apparently, the vulnerability is triggered if you download Java while you're visiting a malicious web page and if you don't have Java already installed. So it's a little bit odd how a patch will fix this, because apparently it does appear to attack users that don't have Java installed yet. However, if I read a little bit between the lines here, what actually may be happening is if you have an older version of Java installed and then install a newer version of Java after you're visiting this malicious page, then your system may get compromised. So that's at least my read of this particular advisory. Given that Oracle has published an emergency bulletin for this particular vulnerability, there is a chance that this is already being used in targeted attacks, even though Oracle doesn't state so in their advisory. And Cisco published an advisory regarding vulnerabilities of the Train Comfort Link thermostat. These are these fancy Wi-Fi connected thermostats with a color display. Apparently, they do suffer from hard-coded SSH passwords and a number of other vulnerabilities. If an attacker would be able to access this particular thermostat, the thermostat itself has essentially a small Linux system with a BusyBox, so it wouldn't be too far-fetched to believe that an attacker would then install additional malware on the system. And of course, similar to what we have seen in the past with these kind of Internet of Things devices, they could then be used as a beachhead inside the network for further compromise. Typically, of course, they should be behind your firewall. Doesn't really state here if these thermostats do understand IPv6, which of course potentially could expose them to the outside world pretty easily. Also, sometimes simple firewall mistakes may expose these devices. I don't have this particular thermostat myself, and a couple other thermostats that I looked at, the firmware update does actually happen automatically without user interaction, which in this case I believe is kind of a good thing in the sense that otherwise you probably would never remember to patch these. And if I got my accounting right, today's the 7th anniversary of this podcast. We got about 1700 episodes recorded so far. So if you like it, share it with your friends. Let me know if you don't like it. And please consider voting for us in the Security Bloggers Award. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.